The Secret's Oat for nourishing your sensitive skin. Start each day with Aveeno's Daily Moisturizing Body Wash in the shower, which gently cleanses and doesn't dry out your skin. Then slather on the Daily Moisturizing Body Lotion for 24 hours of clinically proven hydration. This powerful combo gives you 2 times the moisture in 2 easy steps, thanks to both nourishing oat formulas. Get softer, smoother skin and shop Aveeno now at Target.
If you are hearing this, it means that it must be Thursday night around 7:30 p.m., somewhere around there. And we've just started the live chat, Dueling Review chat room, over on the Major Spoilers Discord server. The big difference is, during our live chat, we just randomly chat with people like Stumarak, who is in the chat, who just popped into the chat right now. Normally, we don't record it, but for this week, when we are releasing all the shows everywhere, I wanted to give everyone a little taste of what Thursday nights are like when we record Dueling Review and the Flashback podcast. So you're getting a little bit of this pre-show now, the pre-show chitter chatter. Whatever that may be. Stumarak, how are you today? I'm going to dive into my inbox and see what kind of emails are waiting for us. Some of the stuff you'll see on the Major Spoilers website very soon, if not already. Looks like Ryan Parrott's last issue of Power Rangers for Boom Studios is coming up. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers number 100 be Ryan Parrott's final issue on the main series. He's got a bunch of artists joining him. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers number 100 arrives in September. And so we've got a bunch of covers to share of that coming up. Let's see. New Axe Judgment Day one-shots deliver 3 character-focused stories key to the events in-game. You knew there were going to be a lot of crossovers with the Marvel Axe event, the Avengers, X-Men, and Eternals. They've got a really cool, it is a triptych, but it's 3 connecting covers for Axe Avengers 1, Axe Avengers X-Men 1, and Axe Eternals number 1. The big art piece is done by, let's see if I can find this here. Nick Klein is the artist on this. Plus a variant cover by Salvador LaRocca. Yeah, so that all starts in September. It's June 9th, so we've got at least another week before all of the solicitations hit. Probably actually another, 6-7 days? So yeah, another week. So maybe this time, I'm wondering if we will get solicitations on Thursday, Friday next week, or if it will be Monday, Tuesday the week after. Usually we get them starting around the 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th, in that range. There's Just the Red. Hello, Just the Red. Hope you're doing well. Did you know that Ric Flair has his own comic book line? Codename Ric Flair. Let's see. Ashcan preview now available. What is this story synopsis? Richard Fleer, a mild-mannered professional wrestler, almost dies in a small twin-engine plane on the way to a regional wrestling match. The doctors not only save his life, they rebuild him better than before. Treatment makes him stronger than ever. And Fleer is born as Ric Flair, a.k.a. the Nature Boy, who must now use his wrestling persona to cover while he works to save the world as a secret agent. Oh, we've got some preview images that we're going to share of that. That could be pretty crazy. Just says, hi, could name Ric Flair. So sneaky. Yes, exactly. So we'll have to see how the art of that looks. Shinjuku, the second edition, is coming to Dark Horse Books. Let's see if there's a date, release date on that. September 21st in comic book stores, and then on October 4th in bookstores. I think we're going to start to see those kinds of dates where it arrives in the comic book stores one time and then bookstores another time. I think, honestly, we're going to see that go away fairly soon because DC's already going through Penguin Random House for their book distribution stuff. And now Marvel this past week announced that they will be doing for their books and specialty items and stuff will be going through Penguin Random House as well to get that stuff into bookstores. So I'm going to bet with these kind of agreements being struck that, of course, we're talking about Dark Horse here, but I think we're going to see those dates go away. I know comic book retailers want to have that stuff in first so that they can stay open. But yeah, just says I found that irritating when running a bookstore. Ah, there's Stu Meraki, found the chat. Hello, you're doing excellent. I'm glad. Only because I think that, I mean, even though there are the bookstores today, most of them that you go to, you don't really see a lot of mom and pop bookstores anymore. But even the big bookstores are starting to become antiquated, almost like the comic book shop is. So I think that it benefits everyone to have every comic released on the same day, every book trade paperback released on the same day. I think that just makes sense overall. And if you're worried, and honestly, if you're a comic book store that's worried about losing business, then you've got a lot more other problems to worry about at your comic book store than, you know, the mom and pop bookstore or the Barnes and Noble taking business away from you. There's a bigger issue that needs to be addressed. Just says, bookstores had to pivot to stay in business. So manga, comics, yeah, good ad. But it was the giftware that saved the stores. Yeah, we went into, was it KVM? I forget what the name of the store is, in Kansas City a couple of weeks ago. And we don't have any really bookstores here in Hayes. So I was really surprised. That was the first time I'd gone into a bookstore in, since pre-pandemic. And I was just amazed at all the, you know, the, not the bobbleheads, but the pop vinyls and the games section that they had was really big. And of course they had a huge manga section, which is what my youngest son was very interested in checking out. I ended up buying the complete run of the Demon Slayer manga run for him. And I was not prepared for the price of it when we went to check out, because of course the box did not have the $200 plus price tag on that thing, but he has blown through it. So he really wanted that stuff. So, yeah, so it's nice to see that bookstores are sticking around mainly because of a lot of those other things, like you mentioned, but yeah, the manga stuff, when that showed up at bookstores, I noticed, more people starting to go into bookstores at that time. But of course that was 15, 20 years ago. Let's see. We've got something about Black Sand Beach from Richard Fairgray. This is, I don't know what this is. Oh, it's book three. Have You Seen the Darkness? Hits shelves June 21st. So we can look forward to that. We get a first look of Alice Ever After number 3, which I've talked about before. That comes out next week. We probably won't run the preview of that this week, only because it's Friday by the time it'll hit, and then Tuesday morning we'll run previews anyway. So that'll probably show up on Tuesday. Kodansha sent us a press release. Humble Bumble and Kodansha USA launch new Humble manga bundle, School of Rebels, Tokyo Revengers, Initial D, Grand Blue Dreaming, and more for only $35. And all of this proceeds go to support the Trevor Project. Let's see. Trevor Project is the world's largest suicide prevention and mental health organization for LGBTQ AI plus young people. Pay what you want and choose how much of your purchase supports the Trevor Project, or you can also choose a charity of your preference via the PayPal Giving Fund. So there you go. Let's see. Please find a review copy of Haunted Beloved, a new one-shot that drops July 20th from Literati Press Comics and Novels. Just looking in the chat, because when you come in live on Thursdays, you can also go check out the chat. Luckily, the one I worked at had really nice, high-quality curated, if you will, giftware, that it has made the difference. People now buy a gift for a friend and a book. No, that's fine. Be sneaky and listening. That's cool. We're just doing pre-show stuff, and as I said, I'm recording this week's pre-show for as part of this thing that I'm doing this week to let everyone know that we do more than just Critical Hit, or we do more than just the Major Spoilers podcast. Trying to get the word out about all the things that we do at Major Spoilers. So every feed that for every show that we do, I am putting in everything that we do for the week. So Critical Hit is going to get this Dueling Review pre-show, the Major Spoilers podcast pre-show, Major Spoilers podcast, Top 5 Munchkin Land, Legion Clubhouse Dueling Review, everything goes into that feed, just like it will be that way for everyone else. And of course, if your feed has been filled this week, I apologize. I know my own personal podcast feed. I was like, really? Seriously? And then I realized it was all mine. But I apologize for that. But again, I know just by the numbers, the download numbers, when I look at the downloads for each month, I know that there are people who are not listening to every show. So this gives you a chance to sample. And if you want, you can go and find these shows over at majorspoilers.com or on Apple iTunes or really anywhere that there is a good podcast network feed. You should be able to find us on Spotify and iHeartRadio and other places. So go look there. And if you don't see it, let us know. We can put any of the shows on there. And then if you are really impressed by all the stuff that we do and you want to see it continue, then head over to our Patreon page, patreon.com/majorspoilers. The patrons are the ones who get to come and listen to shows like this. You get to unlock secret channels that are only accessible for patrons over on our Discord channel. Xanthuris has just arrived and Jimbo Fett has just arrived. Xanthosaurus, sorry. I see you've got a little Jurassic Park logo. Are you going to see Jurassic World? Apparently my oldest son is going to go see the 8:30 showing of Jurassic World tonight. Oh, Stumerick says, I love that you have the network feed. Yes, if you would like to get everything all the time, we do have the Major Spoilers Podcast Network Master Feed that does include all of the shows in there. So you could also subscribe to that. But I know that if I say that to, to Critical Hit listeners, for example, that's the show that has the most downloads. Most of them aren't even going to know that we have other stuff. So Omega Lazarus has arrived. Hello, hello. Let's see. We also have a preview coming up tomorrow. Firepower by Kirkman and Samney, number 22. So that should be interesting. That's a really good series. That is a really good series. We also will have an exclusive cover reveal tomorrow that we're doing with Dark Horse Comics. Let's see. What do we have here? We have a time traveling. What is this? Oh, is this Gilt, G-I-L-T, number 3? That comes out next week. Rob Liefeld celebrates the 40th anniversary of New Mutants with a new cover. That has, we'll share that tomorrow. Apparently you can get free STLs from My Mini Factory. Some good stuff there. I've noticed that resin printers have gone down in price considerably. The Elegoo Saturn 2, the newest one, the 8K printer, which has a fairly solid build size. I mean, it's not going to do a full helmet, although I do like those resin printers that can do a full helmet in one, because I just don't like sanding stuff. $550, that's like a deal. You want to get into resin printing. I mean, it's a large printer, Saturn 2. It's their second largest printer. The Jupiter is the big one, which I think the Jupiter can do a helmet in one go. Or at least a normal head helmet. But if you're doing minis for your RPG games, man, you could print off like 50 miniatures. Probably not necessarily 50, but you can get a lot of them on a single print bed with a resin printer and get them done in an hour or less, especially if you've got a game coming up. Oh, I would also say since Saturday marks the end of our week of releases, if you are a Critical Hit person and you're wondering if you have some questions about Critical Hit, I'm going to do another special recording that will only be on the Critical Hit feed that talks about what's coming up next. So you'll want to listen to that as well. Let's see. We've also got coming up tomorrow, first look at Lego Ninjago or Ninjago Garmadon number 3. That one arrives on July 20th, 2022. Can the printers do game minis? Yes, they can. And that's why I said, if you go over to My Mini Factory, or there's another one, it's not Loot Crate, but I think it's loot.com. They have a subscription service, but there are people that that create miniatures and bigatures and, you know, statue size things like statue maquette stuff that you would put on your shelf. And you can print those off. Sometimes they cost money. Sometimes they give things away for free. But, you know, for like $35, you can print, you know, a fairly good size statue. And of course, a lot of these are fan created. So you might be able to find a Wolverine or a Magneto or a Hulk statue and print those off or busts and then paint them yourselves. But for the miniature market, yeah, there are tons of miniatures out there. Same way with And really, the miniatures vary in quality from some that are free that are not just like so-so to ones that you might pay $30 for, you know, 8 figures. And then you can print those all off however many that you want. And some of them, some of the licenses allow you to do resells. So if you wanted to open an Etsy store and resell miniatures, you know, print them off and sell them that way. Some of the creators of those miniatures will allow you to sell them. But if you want to see what is out there, go to myminifactory.com and see what's going on. 10 free premium objects worth $100 for My Mini Factory subscribers plus. I don't know what the subscription price is, but there's always some good stuff over there. And they don't just have, My Mini Factory doesn't just have stuff for RPG, although over the last couple of years, there's been more stuff for RPG stuff. But there's a lot of stuff. And if you have an STL printer, you can use these on STL printers. The filament printers. They don't look as good as the resin. Oh, hello, J. Michael T. Welcome to the chat. I think I heard Matthew walk in, but I don't hear him.
Did you hear me walking? I don't know if anyone's heard me walking.
No, I just said we heard you come into the room, so. What's going on, dude?
Oh, nothing much. I had to leave work early today. Tummy trouble.
That's not good.
Well, it was making me dizzy. Normally, I'm fine.
Your stomach was making you dizzy.
Yeah, happens all the time.
Really?
Yeah, there's a vasovagal nerve that can be basically pressed when certain parts of your stomach are inflamed. So what will happen is I'll start getting pressure and I'll start getting pain in my stomach and, you know, my lower intestine, and somehow it's pressing against a nerve and it's making me dizzy. And I'm like, oh, this is bad. So yeah, I called the gastroenterologist and they're like, okay, well, don't drive or nothing.
So you walked home, slow walk home.
No, I got a ride home, watched Return of the Jedi with the kid.
And you, just, had, you know, had she never seen it before?
She had never remembered seeing it, no.
Oh, we
after
you didn't watch
watching
Obi-Wan?
The first episode of Obi-Wan, we watched Star Wars and then Empire last weekend.
Ah.
And this is the first chance we've had to watch Jedi, and then they want to go back and do the first three. And then, you know, maybe rewatch the last. They're a huge fan, though, of Kylo Ren and Rey. They believe that Ren and Kylo should be best friends and should just hang out.
I mean, that's
adventures.
What Kylo wants, right? That's what Kylo wants. Kylo's like, yeah. Come with me, Rey. Together we can rule the galaxy.
Yep. But we were watching the whole thing, and throughout Jedi, you know, it kept going and kept going and kept going. And finally, they're like, no one has said the word Palpatine. I'm like, no, I don't think they have. And now I'm trying to remember if Palpatine was ever said on
I think they would
screen.
Say Palpa. I think they would say Palpatine, but yes. So no, that's
Billy
that's
Ray,
the thing. No,
Billy,
see, that's
Billy
the thing.
Williams always says Han.
That's the thing. So, yeah. In there is that my understanding was that the president of the United Planets or whatever that they call past Star Wars lore, that Palpatine was supposedly, quote unquote, killed by the Jedi, which is why they had to execute Order 66. It wasn't just a coup. It was a retaliation against Mace Windu going crazy and killing Palpatine. And so because he got horribly scarred and everything and whatever, they just introduce him as Emperor. Maybe they introduce him as Emperor Palpatine at some point, but they just always refer to him as the Emperor. And so my understanding, and I'm sure that there's, I'm sure that there is some book or something somewhere where they explain it. But, my guess was that they always just blamed, the Jedi for everything. And this new rise to power person was just the most qualified. And because he is so disfigured, no one knew that it was, the former senator.
Could be.
I'm sure one of our listeners will let us know and correct us. Do, 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 do.
Yeah, do, do, do.
I remember the novelization of the first Star Wars movie, A New Hope. He referred to as Emperor Palpatine, but without all the backstory now. Yeah. Did you guys watch Obi-Wan Kenobi, though, Matthew? Have you watched that?
We've watched the first three.
Oh, okay.
I think.
Because there's four episodes.
Three. Yeah, we are not up to speed. Oh. The last one we saw was Zach Braff.
Yeah.
And that one was kind of fun. There'd be a new one. And then, of course, we have a new The Boys tomorrow, so we may just
watch. And you haven't watched Ms. Marvel yet?
No.
That was actually pretty good. I enjoyed Ms. Marvel for what it was. Good. I thought it was a slow beginning, but I think that was needed to kind of set up the culture clash, not really culture clash, but the traditional Muslim family and how somebody just wants to do normal things and break away from the restrictions of what the family wants, and just setting up that conflict so that when she does break the rules and she does become Ms. Marvel, then, you know, you have all that buildup in that.
Yeah. And I feel like, you know, the last couple of shows have had very deliberate, slow starts. I feel like the first episode of Moon Knigget was very, you know, come on, can we get on with this for me? But I also understand what they were going for. And, you know, they were doing it on purpose. It's not like I'm saying you're bad people and you should feel bad. But, you know, the first episode and a half of Moon Knigget, I was just like, okay, fine, we know.
I thought it was fine. I thought it was good.
What was the one before the Moon Knigget?
Well, before Moon Knight, there was, what was the one just before that?
See, now I can't remember.
It wasn't Loki, although maybe it was Loki.
Really?
Let us look on the Disney Plus and find out.
Let us look on the Disney Plus. Let us look on there.
Okay, got to log in. Let's see. Then I got to put in my secret PIN number, because that's the only way you can watch Daredevil now, is if you have your adult code turned on. Let's see. Marvel.
Marvel. I feel like there's been something since Loki.
Yeah, there has to be. I'm just looking here to see what that may have been. What if that was very recent. That may have been the most recent one.
We started with the WandaVision.
Yeah, WandaVision was first.
Falcon, and then Loki, then What If. Hawkeye.
Oh, yeah, that was at Christmas time.
Yeah, Hawkeye came out around Christmas. I really enjoyed bits and pieces of Hawkeye. I feel like, for me, honestly, the best part of Hawkeye was Yelena and Private Piles, Kingpin. But Hawkeye had some stuff going for it that I'm fine with. So Ms. Marvel, then they're doing She-Hulk.
Yes.
And then Secret Invasion?
Yes, I believe. Actually, let me look, because I have a thing somewhere in one of my feeds that has all of the things coming up for the next, like, 60 years of
Marvel. They were pumping, like, Secret Invasion and Ironheart. And then Armor Wars? Maybe, I don't know. But I'm looking forward to Secret Invasion and Ironheart. And then I still want to see what they're going to do in Black Panther 2.
If that ever comes out.
You don't think it will?
I don't know. It is just all very weird right now, because they haven't said anything about starting back up again. So here's what's coming up. This is all Star Wars stuff, not Marvel stuff. Wars stuff. We have Summer Vacation, August 5th, Andor, August 31st, Bad Batch, September 28th, Tales of the Jedi in the fall of this year, Star Wars Hunters in the fall of this year, Mandalorian in February of next year, Young Jedi Adventures in the spring of next year, Star Wars Visions number 2 in the spring of next year, Ahsoka in 2023, Jedi Survivor, oh, that's the game from EA, 2023, Skeleton Crew 2023, Star Wars, a Taika Waititi project, late 2023, Alkalite.
I think they should just call it that.
Alkalite to be announced, Knights of the Old Republic to be announced, Lando to be announced, Eclipse to be announced, Rogue Squadron to be announced. That's the movie. a droid story to be announced and Rangers of the New Republic to be announced. I thought I had one that was all the Marvel stuff, but that is.
The last I heard was like Christmas, November or December, but I haven't heard whether, you know, the show or the movie is actually being made.
Oh, for the Black Panther?
Black Panther.
Let's see. Here's what we got. We got Thor Love and Thunder is next month. Then we've got She-Hulk in August. Mm-hmm. We've got, it says an untitled Marvel Halloween special, which I haven't heard about. Black Panther Wakanda Forever, which I don't think is coming out November 11th, 2022. Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special. I Am Groot. Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania. Guardians of the Galaxy 3. Secret Invasion. The Marvels. Echo. Loki Season 2. And then Phase 5 and Beyond. It looks like maybe Deadpool 3. Blade. Captain America 4. Fantastic 4. Spider-Man 4. Shang-Chi number 2, Ironheart, Armor Wars, Untitled Okoye series, Agatha House of Darkness, Marvel Zombies, Spider-Man Freshman Year, Untitled Scarlett Johansson production, Untitled Dustin Daniel Cretton TV comedy series, Daredevil series. So there you go. Those are the things.
Mm-hmm. They're still claiming a November release date. I don't know.
There's no way, because the last I heard, they had to stop production of that because
that was months ago, though.
Yeah, the main girl said she was injured on set. Also, very much an anti-vaxxer, and they have strict rules about you got to be vaxxed. And she was like, "I'm not going to get a shot." And they're like, "Okay, I guess we'll just wait until one of us gives." So I don't know.
Filming resumed January 2022.
J. Michael T says,
Lupita Nyong'o tested positive for COVID-19. Additional photography began in March in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, so maybe they'll have it, but I've not seen any press on that at all.
Well, that doesn't mean it's not happening.
I don't think it's going to happen by November. That's the thing, because
we don't know. We have
they,
no
they would already they would already be teasing it. They would already be teasing it if it was coming out in November.
Okay. And when it comes out November 22nd, you're going to deny that we had this conversation.
No, I will say, hey, look, the report said November 11th. It's now November 22nd. And it finally comes out. It didn't come out when it said it was coming out. So J. Michael T. says, I saw Ezra Miller got accused of something else. So that movie is dead in the water. I don't know if it's dead in the water yet. Yeah, I don't know. There seems to be some kind of a cult of personality with Ezra Miller. So anyway,
I don't know. I feel like, you know, WB is like, hey, we've sunk a lot into the first half of this movie.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yep. Anyway, we need to start a show. So I'll throw the post show in here as well. Questions. Hopefully, everybody in the chat enjoyed that. Jimbo Fett, we lost Zenithar Sarius. Ingrid is there. Hello, Ingrid. Really good review today, Ingrid. Up on the
if site. That is your real name.
Twig number 2. That's a Scotty Young Ooh, joint.
That was a good review. That was well done. Yeah.
Yeah. But any
I hate questions? It when Ingrid makes me look bad by, you know, being better than me and stuff.
Oh, look, Ingrid advanced to level 5, just like she's supposed to.
Nice.
That's the other thing, for those of you who are listening who have never been over to the Major Spoilers Discord server, we do a leveling system every year. So the more you comment, the higher up your level goes. And there is a semi-competition. I mean, it's not a hardcore competition, but at the end of the year, whoever is in first place, whoever has the highest rank, they get some special privileges on the Discord server for the next year. So that's kind of a little bit of an incentive. Let's see. Stimeric says, nice show, made me want to go read Marvel Fanfare.
Yeah. I remember Marvel Fanfare. Fanfare was a good book.
Yeah.
Marvel Premiere was my favorite back in the day, though, too.
Of your anthology books or team-up books?
I don't know if... Premiere wasn't really an anthology, but it was kind of a rotating, it was like Showcase. Would you say that's an anthology if it's different things every month or every couple of months? Because when I think anthology,
with Showcase, I know what you're talking about, because Showcase to me was a okay, all the stories this, well, especially in the showcase, like 92 through 95 or whatever. Yeah, you're thinking of
the 90s showcase.
Yeah, the 90s showcase was, we're going to tell definitely a central story over the course of a year, but it's only going to feature like secondary characters in the Superman universe. And so right. I thought that that was really cool. I enjoyed that. The one where they introduced Birds of Prey was introduced through through that showcase series, which, you know, I dug. But yeah, I would say in general, it would be an anthology series.
Yeah, like old school showcase where you get three issues of Challengers of the Unknown and then three issues of Jason's Quest. I mean, I don't think necessarily of that as an anthology, but I also don't know of a way to describe that book. So, you know,
I would say it's an anthology. And I don't remember the showcase series, but that you're talking about. But if I were to do it, because it'd be very easy for someone to come in and go, oh, Challengers of the Unknown, 3-issue run. I'm definitely going to buy these three issues. But the key is then in the third issue at the end of their story is the first half of the next story arc featuring your next character, so that you read that and go, dang it, now I got to go read the fourth issue featuring a bunch of other people that aren't Challengers of the Unknown.
I do want to point out to you that the showcase that you say you don't remember is the first appearance of the Flash.
Oh, yeah.
And the first appearance of Adam Strange.
No, so that Adam Strange, so that series,
Time Master.
That showcase series, I would definitely say is an anthology, but that one was more of a CBS Summer Playhouse. Remember that thing that they did where it's like, here's all these pilots that didn't get picked up, but we shot them anyway, and we're just going to take all these pilots and we're going to turn them into a TV series for the summer. That's kind of what the early showcase felt like. It's like
McMillan and Wife.
Yeah, let's introduce all these characters, see what works, and then go from there.
Yeah, that original run of Showcase was fantabulous stuff, though. Because it gave us the Buona Beast and the Nightmaster.
Yep.
And of course, it had that completely inexplicable James Bond adaptation for no reason. I was just like, what? Ugh, I don't know, man. It felt like it was one of those, someone lost a book that was supposed to be a Dell 4 color, and it popped up as Showcase, and I don't even know.
Oh, all right. Any questions from the chat? We got about a couple of minutes here. I am recording post show for everybody, so you can hear all the fun stuff that we do on a Thursday night. So if anybody has any questions, now is a good time to do that. And otherwise, we will end it because we need to go and do a flashback episode.
Flashback. Not mentioning any names.
Three more episodes. Three more episodes.
Really?
Five more episodes? Yeah, five more episodes.
Flashback.
I think it goes to 22 episodes this season.
Are you sure?
And then next season looks like it's only going to be 15. Well, if there's only 20, then there's three more episodes.
What are we in? Season 7?
We are season 9.
Yeah, we're not in season 9. Next season is season 9.
I mean, season 8. Sorry, yeah.
Math is hard. Yeah, da 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 da. I don't know if it's complete.
What's that?
I'm looking at the Flash Season 8 Wikipedia.
Now, if you just go to the IMDb, they've got all the episodes listed.
Yeah, but
they may not have titles for them.
I don't trust the IMDb. It makes my head hurt.
Well, that's a you problem, I guess.
No, it's a bad interface problem. I you go to IMDb and what is the first thing you see? A giant thing at the top that's an ad for something. And I'm like, no, I don't want to do that. Go away. You suck. And then if I try and click on something, it opens this huge. Yeah. So three more episodes. You're right.
Three more episodes.
The Man in the Yellow Tie. I don't know what that is.
That's not this week's episode. That's next week's episode. And then we have a 2-part finale. No questions from anybody. I guess we will wrap it up there. Unless you got 30 seconds to type your question.
Type quickly.
Okay. Thanks, everybody. Have a great night. And we will see you all again next week. Bye now.